What support is offered to refugees?
Well, now this is a major problem in the UK. The Refugee Council and Refugee Action, which are supposed to be non-government organisations, but do receive money from the government. Now, normally their role is to provide assistance to any refugee who knocks on their door. But with the changes in the law, they will have to turn them away if they haven't been screened first, if they haven't done the screening interview and haven't got the support, the confirmation from NAS that they will be supported, then neither of these organisations will provide any help at all. They won't be allowed to, well, it's not that they won't be allowed to in law, they're just not going to provide that support because they won't be reimbursed.
What resistance is there against the new law?
Liberty and the Joint Council for Welfare for Immigrants are hoping to lodge a judicial review on Wednesday against the new legislation. But that is not going to be of any immediate benefit to anyone because the actual case is going to take time to process through the courts. And it will not affect be able to stop the actual legislation being enforced as from Wednesday.
So was there a public discussion when this new law was brought into action?
Well, normally through the UK, putting something through the, bringing something into legislation, there will be discussion in Parliament, first of all, about the forthcoming legislation, will be debated by the MPs, but this didn't happen with this bill. These sections 55 and 57 were only introduced at the very, very last minute and really were only discussed in the House of Lords. And the House of Lords thoroughly condemned the whole thing, both particular sections and most of the rest of the Nationality, Immigration and Asylum Act. But they didn't actually reverse these decisions. The amendments weren't carried or were withdrawn. So basically the Act has gone through intact with very, very few changes at all. So there was no real debate in Parliament. There was no debate at all. The whole thing was guaranteed by the new Labour government. So there's been very, very little discussion within the actual MPs who represent the people of Britain.
So what support will there be for the destitute humans?
So from Wednesday onwards, anyone who's refused support is going to be dependent on probably church groups and organisations like the British Red Cross. Now, these organisations at the moment are trying to gather food, blankets, and to find church halls where these people who will, not receiving support from Wednesday onwards, at least be able to find some shelter. Now, the bad thing about it is this is, though, those 60% of people make their claims in-country at the moment and certainly would fall foul of the new legislation. The group, called in-country asylum applicants, are usually the most successful. And it can take quite a considerable number of months for a person's asylum claim to be heard. So they could spend anything from 6 months to 2 years without any sort of support before their asylum claim could prove positive, and then they would be entitled to normal benefits that the UK people receive.